This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Louisiana's congressional delegation, most notably former U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu, has fought for coastal restoration funding for years, and it's about to pay off big.
In November of 2017, approximately $170 million will be made available to the state, $140 million of which comes to the CPRA.
Kyle Graham with the Coastal Restoration and Protection Authority says that's coming through a federal program known as Go Mesa.
We're currently in the first phase of Go Mesa, and we've been seeing about $80,000 a year out of that program, so not enough money to really build a project.
But in his latest budget proposal, President Obama is threatening to take away those offshore oil revenue sharing provisions.
That is the revenue stream in which we largely built our program.
Louisiana's master plan for restoring the coastline depends on the Go Mesa dollars. CPRA board member Wendell Curell says taking away the Go Mesa money now would be the height of injustice.
We have impact with the pipelines coming in, the traffic that goes in, even the trucks that travel on our road because of that support, the federal government getting $6 to $7 billion a year. We do pay a price to help get that to them.
Chip Klein, new head of the CPRA, who replaced Jerome Zerang, who replaced Garrett Graves, who is now in Congress, says he doubts Congress will backtrack on the revenue-sharing promise.
I can assure you that we're going to be working very closely with our congressional delegation. I know that there's a former chairman of this board who's probably chomping at the bit up there in D.C. to have this discussion.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.